Well, St. Patrick's Day may be fast receding in our rearview mirror, but it's never a bad time for a good Irish record. Starting us off in grand style, that's Michael J. Gallagher playing the Irish pipes, accompanied at the piano by A.P. Kenna. That's a Jeanette record from April of 1924. A medley of reels, first the Lucy Campbell reel, followed by the Cup of Tea, Jeanette record 5451. Beautiful Irish stuff. I wasn't able to find out too much about Michael J. Gallagher, other than he was probably born sometime around 1890, and seems to have died in 1972. But otherwise, internet land is pretty quiet about Michael J. Gallagher. But that's a nice record. I hope you enjoyed it. And my name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring the sounds from scratchy and crackly old 78s, and sometimes some good music, too. And since we have recently witnessed a change in season, let's do this properly. Doesn't that get you in the spring spirit? Ah, now we can begin properly. That's Alice Green, really just a pseudonym for Olive Klein, a Victor record from November of 1926. Spring's Messenger by Robert Schumann. That's one track on a multi-track 78 called Songs for Children. And if that sounds a little rough, well, that copy's pretty worn. It was probably used in a school. It was from Victor's educational series, after all, and probably played over and over and over again to classrooms of children who had to sing that every morning in springtime. Who knows? That was Myrtle C. Ever playing the piano along with Olive Klein. If you're so inclined, if you'll pardon the pun, there is an interesting YouTube video of Olive Klein giving an interview in the mid-1970s, shortly before she died. Unfortunately, years of smoking had absolutely ravaged her voice, and you would never, never suspect that the woman you hear speaking in the interview as a 70 or 80-some-year-old lady is the same woman singing on these Victor records from the 1920s. Olive Klein, at one time, had a very sweet, charming voice, if a little bit dark-sounding, but I like it, and that's just a fun little ditty to start out the program. And now that I've spent about five times as long as the recording took to listen to, let's move on. Before we abandon the whole St. Patrick's Day theme entirely, we'll keep in mind the concept of green, the color being associated with St. Patrick's Day for these next two selections. A couple of dance band numbers now. First from The Last Day of 1925, Billy Murray sings with Jack Shilkret's orchestra, Victor 19931. It's a Jack Yellen and Milton Ager song, In Your Green Hat, with a nice little quotation from The Wearing of the Green at the very beginning of the record. After that, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, Victor 20071, a Rodgers and Hart tune called Mountain Greenery. So, two now, beginning with Jack Shilkret's orchestra.
Why, you're the best-dressed gal in town. In your green hat, you're wonderful, from your shingle top all the way down. You're like a fashion show, from head to toe. What a figure, what a face, and what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your hat. Thank you.
And there you have the exceptionally fine orchestra of Roger Wolf Kahn, recorded for Victor Records in New York City on May 27, 1926, a Rodgers and Hart tune, Mountain Greenery. And Roger Wolf Kahn was only 18 years old at the time that record was made, and already he had been leading a band for several years. He put his first band together in about 1923 using money his father had given him. His father was a wealthy banker, and quickly became one of the most popular recording orchestras of the mid-1920s on into the early 1930s, before giving up a career in music pretty much cold to pursue another interest of his, aviation. He became quite a well-known pilot in the 1930s and 40s. Roger Wolf Kahn. Before that, Jack Shilkret's Orchestra, Victor 19931, from December 31st, 1925, Billy Murray, of course, singing In Your Green Hat. Well, I look ahead. Today's playlist, we've got quite a number of jazz, or at least dance band-oriented sides, including this next one. Actually, this next two. I'm going to play both sides of this record because it's one of those two-parters. Decca 296. It's the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from about a year before the brothers split and went their separate ways. August 23rd, 1934. That well-known tune by Fats Waller and Andy Razoff, Honeysuckle Rose. And we'll go ahead and give you both sides of this, because it is an extended arrangement by Glenn Miller, who is also sitting in with the band on trombone. So here you have Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Ray McKinley is at the drums. Really nice group. And my copy of this is a little bit on the blasty side, which is to say there's some groove distortion in some of the louder passages, but I think it's still pretty listenable and certainly worth taking a listen to. So here's the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Honeysuckle Rose.
Thank you.
in case you were wondering. The vocal trio on the first part of that two-part record of Honeysuckle Rose included Don Madison, Skeets Herford, and Rock Hillman. The whole thing was recorded, both sides, on August 23, 1934 in New York City, in a session in which the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra also recorded Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jibe, Muhlenberg Joys, St. Louis Blues, Sandman, Basin Street Blues, and a number called Annie's Cousin Fanny is a Sweetie of Mine. In the band, Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, of course, Ray McKinley at the drums. Really a nice record. Interestingly, though, I note that while the rest of the records at that session were released, most of them anyway, in Decca's sort of 100 series, numbered 117, 118, 119, that Honeysuckle Rose wasn't released until Decca 296, suggesting to me that they withheld it for maybe as much as a year before issuing it. One wonders why. It's a pretty nice record. I like it. Well, we're going to change the pace now for a record from 1950 on the RCA Victor label, number 20-4033, Perry Como. And before you groan, I'll admit to liking Perry Como from the stuff he made with Ted Weems on through the 40s and 50s. Yeah, there's some stuff that's maybe not of great interest among his discography, but I find quite a few records that I really like, and I guess because I tend to associate Perry Como with the Christmas things he did, like There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays, there's something comforting and familiar about his voice, and this is one that I like a lot. This is from a record I found in an old stash of store stock records, meaning records that went unsold at the time and were sort of packed away in a store's basement somewhere where they sat for decades until collectors found them and dug them out. More Than You Know is the song, and we'll take a listen to it. Here's Perry Como.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you and give you the break you need? More than you know, more than you know, girl of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, girl of my heart, I'll string along. I need you so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all that you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Mm-hmm. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever.
Perry Como singing More Than You Know, recorded in 1950 for RCA Victor. The song was written by Billy Rose, Edward Eliscu, and Vincent Eumanns for the Broadway musical Great Day in 1929, though I'm not sure how popular the song was when it was first released. I don't seem to find too many contemporary recordings of the song, but it certainly became popular later on. I think Mildred Bailey had a really nice record of it for Vocalion in the mid-1930s, and by the 50s, it seems to have really become a standard. And there we have that version by Perry Como, which I really like. Usually, I save my invitation for email to the end of the program, but today I'll do it a bit early and say if you'd like to send me an email and let me know where you're listening to the program from, I always enjoy hearing from you. My email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can just visit my website, www.briansright.com, and send me a message through the contact form. If you can't seem to spell that just right, you can always Google the program, and I'm sure it will lead you to the website, where you can see label scans of some of the records I play, catch up on past programs in the Shellac Stack series, and find out a little bit more about what I'm up to, in case you're interested. It's all there. Well, now it's back to the mid-1920s for a couple of marginally hot dance band selections. First, it's Columbia 527-D, the California Ramblers, recorded in December of 1925, Smile a Little Bit. After that, we'll hear Harry Reeser's Jazz Pilots, with the great Tom Stax and Vaughn DeLeith on this one. From June 25th, 1928, we'll hear the song That's My Weakness Now, and the record's in kind of rough shape, but being an okay, it actually plays okay. It's okay record number 41066. So, two hot 20s numbers now, beginning with the California Ramblers. Thank you.
your eyes are blue, but I've got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now.
And I've got curly hair.
Well, I never cared for curly hair,
but I've got curly hair,
and that's my weakness now.
Oh, my, oh, me. I would be good.
You should be good.
But gee.
You know I like to da-da-da-da.
Well, I never liked to da-da-da-da.
But I like to da-da-da-da.
And that's my weakness now.
Interestingly, that record is taken at a bit of a slower tempo than most other contemporary recordings I have of That's My Weakness Now, but I think it works. And incidentally, that was take E. OK Records numbered, or at least lettered, their takes, and for them to get all the way up to a take E is somewhat unusual. Also, I never noticed how much Vonda Leith can sound like Tom Stax when she wants to, but that's who we heard singing, Tom Stax and Vonda Leith, on that recording of That's My Weakness Now, OK41066, from June 25th, 1928, recorded, of course, in New York City. Before that, from December 4th, 1925, the California Ramblers, nice instrumental take on a thing called Smile, a little bit, not quite as brisk as the same version they made for the Harmony label, or rather I should say the same song, but a reasonably similar version, similar arrangement that they did for Harmony under the name of the University Six, which goes, as I recall, a bit brisker than that. So two very moderate hot dance band items for you there. Up next, I've got a record by, actually I've got two records by some of my favorite 1920s pianists, starting with Frank Banta and drummer David Grupp. Frank Banta was a teenager when he started recording in the mid-19-teens and continued on through the 1920s into the early 30s, making really hundreds of records as a sideman and accompanist with orchestras ranging from Joseph C. Smith to instrumentalists like Rudy Weedoft. But he, fortunately for us, made a handful of solo recordings, first for, the first was probably for Jeanette, his Wild Cherries Rag, and then he made a couple of selections for Pathé that were issued on Pathé and Perfect, and this is one of those, before he moved over to Victor and recorded a whole string of solo recordings for Victor and a few for the Plaza Group that are really, really wonderful. And if I can put in a shameless plug here, a few years ago with Alex Hassan, the noted novelty pianist in the D.C. area, I put together a CD of pretty much all of Frank Banta's solo recordings, called Upright and Grand, Novelty Piano Solos, 1923 to 1930. And if you're inclined after you hear this to pick up the CD, well, you can do that at rivermontrecords.com. But I should probably save the plug for after the record. Let's go ahead and listen to it. It's Frank Banta playing his own composition, which owes not a little bit to Zez Confrey's Kitten on the Keys, which was then in vogue. This is from March of 1924. It's called Upright and Grand. And after that, we'll hear Pauline Alpert, a marvelous, marvelous pianist who unfortunately just did not record very much in the 1920s, but this is one that thankfully she did, Victor 20489, Tonight You Belong to Me. And if you've only ever heard the song sung by Patience and Prudence, I think you'll be surprised at what a beautifully crafted melody it is under the fingers of Pauline Alpert from February 5th of 1927. But first, here's Frank Banta and David Grupp at the drums, Pathé Actuel, record number 021113. I think that, did I get enough ones in there? 021113. Yeah, that's it. Here he is, Frank Banta, upright and grand.
Thank you.
Just before playing those records, I noted that Pauline Alpert, the pianist we just heard on Tonight You Belong to Me, didn't record that much in the 1920s, which is true. She only made a handful of sides, but in the 1930s, she recorded a whole series of transcriptions for Muzak that are actually quite nice, and I don't guess I'll get around to playing them here. This isn't the Muzak stack, but if you want to hear them, there's a marvelous CD called Keyboard Wizards of the Gershwin Era that artist Wodehouse put together on the Pearl label. And if you can track that down, there's a whole CD devoted to Pauline Alpert, and a lot of those Muzak transcriptions are on there, and they're absolutely marvelous, really wonderful stuff. That was Victor 20489, Tonight You Belong to Me, song written by Billy Rose and Lee David. Before that, Frank Banta and Peter DeRose's composition, Upright and Grand, played by the composer, Frank Banta, with drums by David Grubb. Well, up next, I have two much more modern 78s. By modern, I mean mid-1940s, but stylistically more modern than what I tend to play usually. But I have tastes all over the map, and I enjoy these next two. First, it's the Tempo Jazzmen, which includes Dizzy Gillespie, credited only on the label as Gabriel, and a Dial record, 1004, recorded February 7th, 1946. It's When I Grow Too Old to Dream. After that, the Don Byas All-Star Quintet from a record on the Jamboree label, number 900. From January of 1945, we'll hear Should I. A couple of more modern, as a friend of mine might say, modern jazz 78s now, beginning with the Tempo Jazzmen.
Thank you.
On hearing that record, I'm reminded of the old quote, I don't know who first said it, but an intellectual is a man who can listen to the William Tell Overture and not think of the Lone Ranger. And along those lines, I would add that maybe these days the more culturally relevant quote would be a person who can listen to Should I and not think of The Simpsons and the itchy and scratchy theme song, which is what I always think of now when I hear that song. Should I, played by the Don Byas All-Star Quintet. And in case you're wondering who those all-stars are, well, Don Byas, of course, on the tenor sax, Cozy Cole on drums, Joe Thomas on the trumpet, Johnny Guarnieri, one of my all-time favorite pianists in there, and Billy Taylor on the bass. Recorded, let's see, January 23rd, 1945. Before that, it was the Tempo Jazz Men, recorded for Dial, in Glendale, California, at the Electro Broadcast Studios, in case you wanted to know, when I grow too old to dream. And I can hardly believe it, but that already brings us up to about the end of today's Stack O' Shellac here. It's been fun. We had a nice program today, I think. And I hope you'll come back next time for more scratchy sounds, more great music on the Shellac Stack. Until then, thanks again for listening, and I'll leave you now with a record by Frankie Lane, another person who, oh, might elicit some groans from a certain segment of the population, but who I find made some very nice records of some really good songs, and this is one of them. It's not Mule Train, don't worry. It's Mercury 1026. Frankie Lane sings a song that goes back a little bit further than that. Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, recorded in Los Angeles on October 18th, 1946. So we'll leave you with that. Pleasant dreams. And best wishes to you wherever you are, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Wrap all your troubles in dreams. Dream all your troubles away. Till that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing you can do. Wrap all your troubles in dreams. Dream all your troubles away. Castles may crumble, it's fate. After all, life is really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine will follow the rain. Wrap all your troubles in dreams. Dream all your troubles away. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just